The vulnerable child. I threw this in here because if you think about your own family or families you know, there's always a vulnerable child. A child who is more susceptible to the family dynamics, more sensitive, maybe hyper-reactive, more prone to symptoms. There's a vulnerable child in almost everyone's family. You could probably think about your own siblings. And I like to think of that vulnerable person as sort of being the voice box or the barometer, if you will, for the family. I mean, it's nature-nurture. They have their own temperament, but then they're reacting to certain things often in their environment or internally inside them. Obviously, a child who has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or they have sensory system problems, or they have a temper problem, they're going to be a more challenging child to parent. But everything I say tonight still holds even more for those children. The other kind of vulnerable child I see that clouds parenting are children who are born with an illness, sometimes preemies, adopted children, some kind of dramatic beginning in the world. And we can lose our sense of parenting or our clarity when we need to raise a child who has special needs or who started out in this world in a traumatic fashion. It stays with us. We can have residual guilt. We can react and jump every time they have an asthma attack, and we can tend to indulge them. And it's harder to parent clearly with children who have those kinds of vulnerabilities. Parenting happens from the outside in. Makes me think of your comment about having a voice. I like to think of it as building conscience as they get older. So we start out, they're little, and you know how nursery school teachers have a lot of structure and they say this is what we're going to do today and you always tell the rules. When our children are little, we do have and should have a fair amount of rules. You're sort of building the foundation. Your authority is very important at that time. It can be kind, firm authority, but it's important. And most children thrive off structure and predictability. It gives them a sense of security. And ideally, if you think about it developmentally, as they're heading to that adolescent years, hopefully by the time they're 12, 13, all that foundation and all that internalizing of rules and wisdom from you and the teachers and adults that work with them starts to come into play and get integrated, and they should be able to literally get in the driver's seat so they can start practicing. And they are literally supposed to be practicing from about age 12 or 13 to when they launch off, which I'd like to say is 18, but it's more like 28 in our society right now. But, you know, I'm a real big believer in by 14 they should be working or have a job, and they should have lots of responsibility, because what we want them to do is practice so they can feel really confident and have mastery by the time they have to launch off and walk out the door. Not just school, and then college. This also in our society for a lot of children is not helping them be ready for the world. They know how to take a test, but they're not, you know, emotionally developed.